Okay, so Yisaf Lamed Tes. We are on Lamed Tes Lamed Beis, the very, very bottom. I believe it's the second line from the bottom. Today's shiur is sponsored by Ari and Eliza Ginsburg, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rachel Bas Moshe. Okay, we are on second to bottom line, Toshma. We said that Rav held that if you say you're being Maktish your Eved, that the Eved goes free. Why? Because there's no kind of kedusha that an Eved can have. He can't be kedushas haguf. He cannot. An Eved can't be a korban. He also, for a variety of reasons, can't be kedushas mamon, because various reasons. He can't be sold and given to a. The value of him can, but we Rav assume that's not what the guy meant. Since it's not what he meant, what did he mean? He meant that he should become part of the Am Kadosh. However, we have a braita that says Toshma. Hamaktish avdo, if somebody makes his eved kodesh, osev ochel, he can continue working and eating, shelo hikdish ela domov. He only was maktish his value, not his handiwork, his value, which is a stira on Rav. Rav said that if you say hamaktish avdo yotzel l'cheiris. Here, this braisa says that hamaktish avdo, Osev ochel shelo hektish ela domov. You're maktish his money, the value of his. In other words, his monetary value. So it's a stira. The Pnei Yeshua explains the Gemara does not want to say over here Rav Tanahu Upalig, because the reason is because if the brisa, because it's obvious here that the chiddush is. That the goof of this Eved is not Kadosh. If the Brisa was arguing on Rav's opinion, then the Brisa would have said, Hamaktish Avdo, Kadosh Ludamov. Since, and then we would know it's not for the Am Kadosh. We don't want to say that this is a very wordy Brisa. It's very wordy. Hamaktish Avdo, Osev Ochel, Shalhikdish El Adamov. We don't want to say that this Brisa is taking a stand on Rav. Because it could have been much easier, if the Brisa wanted to say that, it would have been a much easier way of saying it. I grant you that's a little bit of a, maybe it's a dochek, but the Gemara doesn't want to say that this Brisa, for some reason this Brisa would be it's not really a stira on Rav, because it says too much. Okay, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Anything anyone else who said anything different? And the Gemara's answer might flesh this out a little more. Because the Gemara answers, Hamani, so who is the author of that, Brisa? It's Rav Meir, the Amar who says, Ein Adam Motzi Dvarv Levatala. Who Rav Meir says, and Rashi limits this rule of Rav Meir to only by Kachim, nobody says something, Levatala, when it comes to Kachim. And Rav Meir's case is, a guy says, I want to make an erech of an 18-day-old boy. Now, the Torah says there's no such thing as an erech for under 30 days old. 30 days old is the minimum. So what did he mean when he said 18 days old? He must have meant the value. Maybe he meant nothing. Why don't we say he meant nothing? Because he said nothing. No. When it comes to kachim, we don't want to say, we try as much as possible to say that your kachim is the statement you said regarding kachim is as true as possible. So, when a guy says, I'm being maktish my eved, there's no such thing. So you have two choices now. You could say he goes free, he's part of the Am Kadosh, but that has nothing to do with kachim. So Rav Meir would never say such a thing. Rav Meir would say, he must have meant the value, which is exactly what that Brisa said. So Haman Rav Meir, Hidamar Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala, Hachinami Mistabra. It's also Mistabra that's correct. Diktoni, because it says, Diktoni Seifa, the Seifa of that Brisa says something even more startling. V'chein hu shehikdish atzmo. Let's say you maktish yourself. O Seifa ochel shelo hikdish el adamav. You only maktish your value. Now, how can you be maktish yourself? You can't even be maktish yourself. So, iam b'shalom Rav Meir hi shaper. If all it means to say is, you're maktish monetary value, that makes sense. El iam rabbanon hi. But if you sell it to Rabbanon, who say that somebody can say an irrelevant statement or meaningless statement, Bishlam Avdo, I understand how you could say that about your Eved, whether or not he goes free. You could even say, Ludmikoi. I understand that it could be for the monetary value. Ela Ihi Ihu Ludmikoi? For yourself? That doesn't make any sense. Therefore, since that doesn't make any sense, it must be that this whole brice is authored by Reb Meir. Okay. Next. Le'mekitanoi. Let's say this entire discussion is a machlokas tanoim. The Rashi says whether or not you can be makdish your eved or not. Whether you hamakdish avdo kadosh or lo kadosh. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. Why? Hamakdish avdo, if somebody's makdish their eved, ain ma'alin bo, there's no me'ila. Rabban Shir Megan Lil Omer, no, ma'alin basa'iro. You can be ma'al on his hair. Even, it's machlokas what that means, on his hair. But pashtus, even his hair. In other words, there is me'ila. If there's me'ila, it's kedusha, no? If there's no me'ila, it's no kedusha. So let's say it's a machlokas. They're arguing about whether if you makdish your eved, is there me'ila? Well, it's only going to be me'ila if it's kedusha. So the Gemara says, my lab ha'pukumiflagi, are they arguing about the exact same thing? The mar savar kadosh, umar savar lo kadosh. So the Gemara says, no. The tispura, if that would be true, then hai mo'alin bo, v'ein mo'alin bo? Why do they use a funny lashon of ma'alin? They're telling you the step two. By the way, if you're makdish your hamakdish avdo, there's a machlokas about me'ila. It should say hai kadosh ve'eno kadosh v'boilei. It should say is it kadosh? There could be times where there'd be no me'ila, there would still be kadosh. So telling you about me'ila doesn't answer the machlokas about telling you about kadosh. Ella, you're right. The kuliyama kadosh, this machlokas about the eved and the sar and the meila has nothing to do with our machlokas. Everybody would agree over there. The kuliyama kadosh. Everybody would agree it's kadosh. V'hacha v'hacha miflagi. What's that machlokas about? Demar savar avda kimer karkoi dami. One holds that an eved is like karka. Umar savar kimetaltali dami. And one holds it's like metaltalin. right. And the key is, there's no such thing as me'ila by karka. Kadosh? Of course! Of course that's true. The only question was, me'ila. Why? Because there's an inyan, but there's no such thing as me'ila by karka. So, if it's considered like karka, then there's no me'ila. Kadosh? Of course everyone agree with that. That can't be, this machlokas is not parallel to our machlokas. Our machlokas were arguing on whether or not Eved can become kadosh. Rav says no. This machlokas, these two tanaim for sure hold yes. The only question is, what about me'ila? So the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's true, if so, then ademiflagi b'sa'iro, then why are they arguing on the hair? Liflog begufo. They should argue on the whole body. Now, the Rashba takes out the words ihachi, because this question could be equally true in the Havamina or now. Even when we started off the Havamina, we started off a statement. What about me'ila? Yeah, and the hair. Why the hair? So the Ritva says to tell you even something as insignificant as the hair. That's the Ritva's answer. The Rashba says, no, you take out the words ihachi. It doesn't make any sense. This question could have been asked before. Say, no, come on, the Gemara is waiting till now. But ihachi means I'm building on what I just said. If I'm building on what I just said, then how come only the hair? That doesn't make any sense, according to the Rashba. So the Rashba takes out the words ihachi, or the Rashba says, the ihachi here is like an unusual ihachi, because it doesn't really fit, it's not really true that the question would only be relevant here. Ihachi, so then why are we only arguing on the hair? Why only on the hair? If you me'il is me'il, if no me'il, no me'il. What's with the hair? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella de kulei alma, everybody holds avda kimikar kodami. Everybody holds that an eved like karka. So then why are they arguing about me'ila on the hair? So the Gemara says, they're arguing about whether or not the hair is very long and it's really supposed to be cut off. So is it considered as if it's already cut off? Mar savar kegazos dami. One holds it's yes, it's like it's already cut off. And then the umar savar, and one holds lav kegazos dami. It's not like it's cut off. So if it's when are you over me'ila? You're only over me'ila if it's kegazos dami, because then it's already. Otherwise, it's mechubal karka and there's no me'ila. So it must be the court's the one who holds that it's omed kegazos. That is the one who holds your putter. But if you hold it's lav kegazos. I'm sorry, that's the one who holds the chayef. because is it considered metalfalin. But if it's attached and it's not omid legozes, then you'd be chayev. Then you'd be potter. I'm sorry. Now, fine. So now that we've got off on a tangent now about meila, about the din of omid kegozes. So lemahani tanoi kahani tanoi. Let's say that this machlokes about whether the hair is omid legozes is a similar machlokes about a totally another case out of left field. Ditnan, Remeir Omer, Yesh Devarim Shehen Kekarka, the Enon Kekarka. There are certain times where something could be attached to the ground, but it doesn't have the din of karka. The Chacham didn't agree with that. We're going to have a case now where something is attached to the ground, and yet Remeir is going to hold, it's not considered karka. How could that be? Here we go. Ketzad, for example, Eser Gefanim to Unos Masartilach. I tell you, you know, I asked you to watch 10 vines for me. I asked you to watch 10 vines for me. And now I would like them, and they're attached to the ground. And now I would like them back. Where are they? I would like them back. Please show me them in the backyard. Right, we're neighbors, not sure where the boundary line is. I said these 10 were mine. You said, yeah, it's true. I asked you to watch them for me. Now I want them back. I want to build a fence now. The hello, Omer. And the other guy says, in an El Chamesh. Only give me 5. The other 5 are mine. So this is a classic example of moda b'mitzas, right? I'm admitting to half. Now it's not alone. The halacha is there's no shavua by karka. There's no shavua by karka. Why not? Rashi says it's gzereshava from truma. So whatever it is, gzereshava. There's no swearing by karka. So Remeir Mechayev. Remeir says, Ichayev to swear. There's no swearing by karka. We'll see in a minute. The Chacham Omrim, Kol HaMechubal LaKarka, Harehu KaKarka. No, it's attached to the ground. It's part of considered the karka. And therefore, there's no shua. Why does Remeir hold as Yash Shavua? Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Anavim HaOmdos LiBotzerik B'nayhu. We're talking about, they were mamish ready to be picked. They were ready to be picked. The grapes on those vines were all ripe and ready. So, the Remeir Savar, Remeir holds kibbutz roads dumyan. They're like grapes. The grapes aren't attached to the ground. Grapes are sitting on a bowl on the kitchen table. That's what these were. They're rabbanan savri lav kibbutz roads dumyan. They're not considered attached to the ground. They're not considered as if they're already picked. So you see, the machlok is about whether something is omeid to be cut. It's considered already cut. You had a machlok is by the hair of a guy, of an eved. Now you have the same exact machlok is by the grapes. So the Gemara says it doesn't have to necessarily be the same. Afilu teima Remeir. You can even say that Remeir would never agree. Remeir here in the Brisa by the grapes would never agree about an Eved. Why? Ad kan lo kam Remeir hasam. The only reason Remeir said by the case of the grapes that they're cut, they're considered as if they're already cut. I'm sorry, that if they're ripe, they're considered already cut. Elaban of him. Only by grapes. Why? The kama de mekaimin michash kachishi. Because the longer they stay there, the worse they become. Once they reach a certain ripening point, the longer you keep them out there in the field, it starts to go bad. It starts to be a downside. Therefore, you better cut them off right now. So therefore, since you better cut them off right now, it's omeid to be cut off, and it's considered as cut off. But aval hacha, but by the hair, kama dekoi, as long as the hair is on there, ashbuche mishabeach, it's better. Now, why is it better? It's not a reason it's not better, worse. It doesn't make a difference, really. But that's considered better. Why not have the longer hair, the better? No. Why not have? So maybe Remeir would never say that it's omeid to be cut off if staying on doesn't make a difference. Maybe it's better. Maybe Remeir would never say that. So, you can't say that the machlokas is the same. More of the same. It's not such an exciting daf today. But it's exciting in its own way, but not that much to speak out. We have a little bit later. Kisalog of Chiyah bar Yosef, when Chiyah bar Yosef came, Amalahai Shmai to the Rav, Kmeid Rabbi Yochanan. He said this memra of Rav in front of Rabbi Yochanan. What memra? That if you're Machlish your Eved, it goes out free. Amalei, Amar Rav Hachi. Or you could read it, Amar Rav Hachi. Rav said that. Wow, Rav said that. So Vahu Lo Amar Hachi? So the Gemara asked, what? And Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that? Why was Rabbi Yochanan so surprised that Rav said that? Rabbi Yochanan himself holds like that. V'amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamafter Avdo Yatzol L'Cheiros. If you're mafkir, your eved, he goes out free. Here's going to be a sentence that Rav never said. V'tzarech get shichur. You also need a get. That we didn't say before. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Hachika amar lei. Here's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. He meant to say, oh, look at this. I'm a Rav Kavasi. Rav holds like me. Great. That's what he meant to say. That's good to know. Rav holds like me. V'ikka de amri. The other version is, lo saimuha kamei. He didn't finish the sentence. Amalei, v'lo amar Rav tzarech get shichur? And I don't understand. Doesn't Rav require a get shichur? I require a get shichur. Doesn't Rav require that? For Rabbi Yochanan Taimed, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, after Avgat Al-Kharit, Tzarek Get Shechur. So now we're going to talk about that for the rest of the Yamid, first of the Daf. Gufa, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamafkar after Yatsu Al-Kharit, Tzarek Get Shechur. If you free your Evet, he needs to get Shechur. Listen to this question. Asir Rab Abu Ula. Wait a minute. A Ger Shemes. If a Ger dies, why are we talking about a Ger? Because a Ger has no relatives. So what happens when a Ger dies? When a Ger dies and he never married, he doesn't have any children, he just stam a Ger. Right? His biological parents are not considered his relatives anymore. La halacha. Can't take away the fact that they're his parents, but since they didn't become, they're not Jews, even if they were, it would be a whole discussion. We're not getting into that. So if a ger dies, he's a very rich man, he's got a lot of fields, a lot of avadim, there's no one to yarshin it. So what happens? Whoever gets there first gets it. It's a race to the ger's estate. Right? So a ger shemes, ubiz bizbu yisrael nechasav, and Yisraelim come and try to get all the estate. V'hayu behen avadim, and in that estate were avadim. So the Tanakhama here holds, bein gedolim, bein kitanim, whether the slaves are children or adults, makes no difference. Kanu atzman, b'nei chorin. They become b'nei chorin. Why? Because you can't get to the Eved before he gets to himself before you get to him. The moment the Eved dies, the moment the master dies, the Ger dies, the Eved gets himself. He's quoted himself. Therefore, the Tanakhama holds, whether they're adults or not, even children. Now, we're going to have a whole discussion about how could that be. Even the children go free. Right? Abishal Omer, Abishal argues, and says, no. Gidolim Kono Atman, about B'nei Chorin. About the adult, I agree with you. But Kitanim, it's not true. Kol hamachzik behen, zocha behen. Whoever gets them first gets them. Why? Why? Because Kitanim can't be kona themselves. They can't be kona anything. They can't be kona themselves. They're Kitanim. They have no dinim of kinyan. So Tosfos asks, if that's true, then how come on the first day of Sukkot, the Gemara says, don't give your child a lul of an esrig, because once you give it to him, he's kona it, and he can't give it back to you. That's what Tosfos answers. Exactly, that's what Tosfos answers. You're kona it to him on his behalf. And once he gets that, then he can't give it back to you. Because he doesn't have the power as a katan to reverse it back. Here, that's what Tosfos answers. Here, how's he acquiring himself? Tanakhama says he could do it. We're going to see why in a minute. It's going to be learned out of Isha. And Abishal says impossible. It's impossible.
But these are Avadim Kitanim.
Yeah.
You saw that they're the children of the Avadim Gedolim.
Right.
So once the enemy becomes free, can he be called as a child's freedom on
that? Uh-huh.
I'm saying it doesn't have to be a case.
Right. It could be. We're just talking about in theory.
Right.
In theory, right. Could be, right. Now, the question is going to be, it's a very unusual question, and the question itself is going to be criticized. Now, v'chimi kasav get shechur le'elu. Who wrote a get shechur for these people? Rabbi Yochanan, you said that if you mafka your eved, you have to write them a get shechur, right? I mafka them. I still have to write a get for them. So over here, the ger dies. Nobody writes a get for them. They go free. Okay, we have machlokas at the katanim. Nobody, right? It's a technical machlokas about kinyonim. But nobody argues about the gedolim. So who wrote a get for them? So Amar, demihai midrabanon, delo gomri in shishmaitza. It seems to me that whoever asked that question doesn't know how to learn. What kind of question is that? That's what the Gemara said. It seems to me whoever asked that question doesn't know how to learn. You know why? The time of Mai, what's going on here? Why? Amar of Nachman, kasavar ula, Avdo de ger ki ishto. In Eved, it's very similar to your wife. Ma ishto mishdalcha below get. If a man dies, the wife goes free without a get. Avdo mishdalcha below get. So too, a master dies, the Eved goes out without a get. What kind of question is that? Who wrote him a get? But he died. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, I feel Yisrael Nami. If so, then every time some Jew dies, their father should go free. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Except I have a pasuk that says otherwise. I have a pasuk. You're right. Amar Kra, Visnachaltim Osilov Nechamacharechan, Loreshes Achuza. You're right. If not for the pasuk that says that Avatam Ayarshind, I would say, you die, they go free. Just like your wife goes free when you die. That's it. She's no longer married to you. Ah, you didn't give a get? That's the way out. The way out is Misa. So the Gemara says, Ihachi. If so, then Hamafkir Avdo, let's say you mafkir your Eved, vomates, and then you die. Nami. Then he should go free. Should go free now. I was mafkir him, I didn't write a get yet, because I didn't have a chance. And then I died. So now he should go free, no? It should be like the case of a ger. Because if you mafkir your Eved, your children have no stake. But we have a requirement, you have to write a get. Now, maybe that's true. So Alama Amar Meimar, why did the Meimar say Hamafkir Avdo Vames? Oh, so Evan ain't lo takana. Why did the Meimar say that guy stuck? Why? Because nobody now could write him a get. The master can't write him a get because the master's not alive. The children can't write him a get because he was already mafkir by the father. So he's stuck now. So Gemara says, you know what? Da Meimar Kasha. That's a Kasha. I don't have an answer for that. That doesn't really make much sense. That's a shver shita, a meimar shita. That shouldn't be. It's a kasha. Kasha, we always say, doesn't mean it's not a tiyufta. There could be some answer, but on first blush, that's a kasha. It's a kasha. Why should that be? It should be that if you mask him and then he dies, he should go free. So now, what did we say? We said that Abishol said that you can't. If a ger dies, the avad, the ketanim, don't go free. Why? Because they can't be kohen themselves. So do we hold like that? So now we're going to have the whole amud beis. It's going to be two versions. Omar, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Omar Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi makes a statement. Halacha ka abashol. Yes, yes, the pasuk ka abashol. Omar le'er of Zerah le'er of Yaakov bar Idi. Beferish shmielach umaklalash shmielach. Did you hear Rabbi Shuv ben Levi say that straight out? Or are you deducing it from something else that Rabbi Shuv ben Levi said? Now, my klala, what would be the deduction? So, Amar Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, the following story. Amar Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Amar Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Amar Lefan of Rebbe. I heard Rebbe say, Amar, if a guy says, Nisayashti mi ploni avdi, I have yeish on getting my Eved back. I don't know where he is, what happened to the guy. I have yeish, in other words, it's similar to, I'm being mafkir him. Mahu, what's the halacha? Amalahem, Omarani, I say, says Rebbe, in a story being repeated by Rebbe Shuv ben Levi, I say, Ein lo takana ela b'shtar. This Eved is stuck now. He can only go out with a shtar. Why? Because I have already given up my monetary expectation to get him back. I've already given that up. I was yeish. So there's two parts to an Eved. There's the money, and then there's the Isser. In other words, he can't marry a Jewish girl. He's an Eved. So I've given up already on the money part. Now all I have to do now is, Ein lo takana ela b'shtar. The only thing I can do is write him a shtar to free him so that he can now marry a Jewish girl. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, my taima, why? My taima to Rebbe, why does Rebbe hold like that? Gamar la la ma'isha. It's a gzeira shava from Isha. Ma Isha b'shtar, just like, but when it comes to a woman, there is no money. There's a ksuva, but that's not what we're talking about. There's no monetary, you don't own her, in that kind of sense. There's no monetary issue. It's only the ether. So ma Isha b'shtar, just like an Isha goes out with a shtar, afev enam b'shtar. So too, an Eved goes out with a shtar. V'kodiyakas minah. And we'll be medayik further in Rebbe's statement. Ki isha, ma isha isura velo mamona, af eved nami isura velo mamona. So too, we're only talking about the ether. Why? Because the mammon, the eved, already got. Why did he get it? Because he was maf, because he was yeish on him. So the eved acquires himself, which implies the katan can't happen. It can't happen by a katan. Why not? Because the katan can't acquire himself. So that's a deduction. We didn't talk about gadol or katan at all. But we're deducing, it's a mechlala, right? It's not the farish that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said that. But it's mistama, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said that. That therefore the halacha is like Abishol, that a katan, he can't acquire himself from this whole story. So the Gemara says, V'i mechlala mai, why'd you ask me? Is it mechlala? Like, what's the problem if it's mechlala? So the Gemara says, a big problem. Amalei adraba. I can have the exact opposite diuk. Dok mina le'idach gisa. How about the following diuk? Ma isha, just like you can give a divorce, ben gedola ben katana, doesn't make a difference if she's an adult or not, af eved nami ben gadol ben katan. So too by an eved. Just like about Anisha, you can divorce a 9-year-old girl, so too I can give this shtar to a 9-year-old Evan and it's going to become free. And I was already mafkir him, and therefore the shtar is only regarding the Isser. Who said that? What are you coming up with that? You're reading into Rebbe's words, but you can read into his words. It's the exact opposite conclusion. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amalei, no, beferish shmile. I heard it beferish. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, "Halacha like Abishol."
There's a big difference between the eved and the mom. Because by the eved, even if you mafkir the eved, he doesn't acquire by a kata.
Yeah.
He doesn't acquire his own mammon. Maybe it's not related to you, but he doesn't acquire his own kinyan mammon.
Who?
The eved kata.
When you have
mafkir an eved kata.
Right.
So even if you sever a relation between yourself and the eved with respect to kinyan mammon.
Right.
He doesn't acquire his own freedom.
Right, right, right. So the shtar shichror will do whatever it has to do. It'll free him totally. Just like you can divorce a 9-year-old girl, a katan that's married to you.
But there is no
kinyan
mammon aspect.
What?
There's no
kinyan. Right, exactly. That was the havamina. That was. Right. The story was that a guy said, "I'm yeish on my eved." Didn't no katan, no gadol, just a blank. And Rebbe made a statement. Oh, you must write him a get now. So we tried to say, we tried to pull teeth out of that. You see from this story that a katan is not true. No, don't take that so to heart. You can divorce a katana, so do you can divorce an eved. You can give him a shechor, and it'll work for whatever it has to work for. That's all. So he said, you're right. That story can go either way, but I heard it say him straight out. To be held like Abishol. Now we're going to have the exact opposite way that we're going to have the, what was the maskana here, it's going to be the havmina there. That you don't hold like Abishol. He's going to say, I heard it straight out. Here we go. V'Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ain't halacha ka Abishol. No, the halacha is not like Abishol. Amar le, Rav Zeira, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Befir is Shmielach, Amar Chol is Shmielach. Did you hear that straight out? Or did you hear it from a story? So, my klala, what would be the story? Dabar Vishur ben Levi, Amar Lufan of Rebbe, I heard Rebbe say, but there was a story where a guy said that I have yeyush from my eved. I don't think I'm getting him back. I can't find the guy. Mahu, what's the halacha? So amalahem. So Rebbe said, Omer ani, I say, ain lo takana el b'shtar. The only thing he could do is give him a shtar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with the Rebbe. Why did Rebbe say that? Gomar lo lo meisha. He looked at Zeir Shafa, lo lo meisha. Ma isha b'shtar, af eved nami b'shtar. And you know what? We don't hold like Abishol. Because this memra of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi telling over the story of Rebbe didn't make a difference between Katana and Gedolim. The Kadaikis mean Ekeisha, Ma'isha Gedola, Ma'isha ben Gedola ben Katana, Afe Vedami ben Gedola ben Katan. Doesn't make a difference. The E, Michlala, Mai. And so what would be what's the problem with the story? So the problem is, we just said what the problem is. Adaraba, Dokbina Lahachiza. You can make the following deduction. Ma isha isur v'lo mamona. When you give a get to a woman, the only thing you're doing is severing an isur relationship. It's a money issue. Af eved nami isur v'lo mamona. So too by an eved, the only thing you're going to separate is an isur relationship. What about the money? The money he already got himself. The money part of the relationship he acquired when you gave a yeish on him. So what do you see? That a katan would not be able to go free in such a case, because he can't acquire himself, because he's only a katan. So he said, you're right, that this story can really go either way, but Amalei, Beferi Shmili, and I heard it straight out. Next. Amar Mar. Amalahem, now we're going to discuss the following case, the following issue. How can an Eved Kenani go free? So one way, get Shechor. What about giving him money? Can you give him money and that frees him? In other words, you're going to basically pay off his freedom. Can that work? That's going to be a machlokas right now.
Give money to him.
What? You're basically buying his freedom for him. Someone else could do that. You could sell him to someone else. Give it to the Eved. What? You could do it al das acherim. What? You could do it al das acherim. Yeah, we're gonna see, you'll see in a minute. It'll become clear in a minute. Amar Mar. Amar Lahem. Omar Ani Ein Lo Takana El Abishtar. The only thing you could do is write the guy a star. We just had a whole story. The only thing you could do is write the guy a star. I Votanya Rebbe Omar Ani Afhu No Sein Dme Atmo. You can give him his own value, Vyotze, and he'll go free. Vibneshahu Kimokro Lo. It's like as if you're selling him to himself. You could do that. Why can't you do that? Rebbe holds he can. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachika Amar. We have to change now that story to say, O Bekesef, O Beshtar. Kesef or Shtar. You're right. But in this story, the high here, Pakale Kaspe. You got rid of that potential because you mafker him. So you can't pay him if you mafker him. But in theory, not only can you free an Eved by giving him a get, you can also free him by giving him money. That's Rebbe Shita. Lafuke mehai Tana. But this argues against the other Tana. The Tanya, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Akiva, Yachal Yehei Kesef Gomer Ba. I would think that Kesef can sever a relationship between you and Eved Kenani. Kedera Shestar Gomer La. The way a Shtar can. Talmud Lomar. Therefore, I have a pasuk that tells me no. The pasuk says, V'hefta lo nivdasa. Okay, it's a very difficult pasuk. It's probably one of the most difficult pasukim in the whole Torah. The pasuk says as follows, because the words are difficult. It's in Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk says as follows. It's right by Shlishi. The pasuk says, right before Shlishi. V'ish ki yishkav es isha shichvazera. If a man will lie with a woman. Right, that's so far so good. Now, v'hi shifcha, she's a shifcha kenanis, necherefes le'ish. She set aside to a man. What kind of man is she set aside to? She set aside to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kenanis. Now you went ahead and lived with that Shifcha Kenanis. That's something you're not supposed to do. But and she's already married. She's not married. It's not a marriage. No chuppah. There's no chasana. There's no shevet brachas when an Eved Ivri marries a Shifcha Kenanis. They're allowed, it's a heter, that they're allowed to live together and have children for the master. Those children belong to the master. The heter. And Eved Ivri could do that. Le'ish. And so again, a man will be with a Shifcha Kenanis, who's Necherefes Le'ish, who is set aside for a man in Eved Ivri. V'hafde lo nivdasa. She's not been redeemed. What does that mean, she's not been redeemed? Oh, chupasa, lo nitin la. Oh, you never gave her freedom. Bekores tihia. The art school translated, this will be an investigation. Lo yamusu. There'll be no misa for anybody. Ki lo chupasa. Because she wasn't freed. What do? You bring a carbon. It's a carbon asham. An asham ishcha ashifcha charufa. No misa. Why not? Because she's not a married woman. That's exactly the whole point. She's not a married woman. She's not an ishish. Even though she's been designated for an Eved Ivri. That's not a marriage. So if you live with her, you don't get misa. What do you get? You have to bring a carbon. Now, the pasuk ends off, ki lo chupasa, because she has not been freed. How has she not been freed? Well, in the beginning of the pasuk, we said there's two things she doesn't have. She's not been redeemed, and she's not been freed. And then when we end off the pasuk, we only say, don't worry, there's no mitzvah, she hasn't been freed. And what if she is freed? What if she is freed? And she's a single girl. She's a Jewish girl. Now, is she married? Is she not married? What if it says v'hefte lo nifdasa? She hasn't been redeemed. That means cash. What if she has been redeemed with cash? Doesn't make a difference. She's still considered a shifcha harufa. She's still considered a shifcha. Why? Because money doesn't sever the relationship. Money doesn't do it. The only thing that does it is a shtar. And that's why the pasuk ends off. Kilochu pasa. It doesn't say kilochu pasa vehevdesa, because she hasn't been freed with a shtar or freed with money. It doesn't say that. It does say in the beginning of the pasuk that she hasn't been redeemed. And that's to highlight, even if she was redeemed, doesn't make a difference. She's still considered a shifcha. Why? Because there's no freedom with money. What does Rebbe do with this pasuk? I don't know. But yeah?
Didn't Rebbe at the top of the page say, Lola, Meisha, Meisha Bishtar, Abel Bishtar?
Right, so we changed it to say, even with Kesef. Right, Hachik Omar. That's what we just changed it. Right, Hachik Omar. Obe Kesef, Obe Bishtar. But in this case, there can't be Kesef because you will master him. Right, so you see from this pasuk, that what? What do you see from this pasuk? That there's no such thing as giving cash to free her. The only thing you could do is give a shtar. Like I said, what does Rebbe do with that pasuk? I don't know, you have to interpret it a whole different way. So the Gemara says, V'hefti lo nifdasa, a'ura kala parsha kula, lochu pasa. The whole clincher is that she wasn't freed. Lomalach. Shtar gom abav and kesef gom abav. Only shtar does it. Kesef does not do it. Yeah, it's a beferisher pasuk. You have to read that pasuk right. That's one of those difficult pasuk. The whole machlokas had to read that pasuk. We're going to have it later I think it's later on in the week, actually. More of that pasuk. Next. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Amar of Nachman. Halacha k'Rav Shimon. The halacha is like Rav Shimon. V'Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ain't halacha k'Rav Shimon. It's not true. In other words, can you free an eved by giving him or her money? It's a machlokas, how we paskim. Now, Ashkechei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rava Bar She'ilta. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak one found Rava Bar She'ilta. The Havika Apitzcha the Beit Tefila. He was standing at the entrance of Shul. Amalei Halacha O Ein Halacha. How do we paskin? So Amalei Ani Omer Ein Halacha. I don't think the Halacha is like that. For Rabbanan the Asim Mechuza Amri Amr Rav Zeir Mishrei Rav Nachman Halacha that we do paskin like that. V'chi Asa L'Suria when I got to Suria Ashkechizei L'Rav Chibar Oven I saw Rav Chibar Oven Amalei and I told him Emily Easy Gufa the Uvda Hechi Havi. It's a new Lamaisa. What are we paskin with this? Tell me a story. Tell me something. So Amalei Tahi Amsa, there was once a maid servant, Dahave Mare Shchiv Mira, her master was sick, he was dying. The master was dying. So Isya Bechia Kame. She was crying at first, she had to cry. Amra lay. She said to him, Ad Amas Tishtabid Vitezal Hi Itza. How long are you gonna keep me a maid servant? Why don't you free me already? So Shakal Kumse, he took off his hat. Shada ba, he threw it to her. Amar la, and he told her, Zil koni hai, bikona the hat, the koni nafshach. And bikona yourself, while you're being kona the hat, Rashi and Tosfos both say, Tosfos for sure says it, Rashi says it also, yes, with a kinyan chalipin. Kinyan sudar, acquire yourself while you acquire the hat. So, and what happened with that story? Asalak, and she did it. So Asalak came to Rav Nachman. Amalahu lo asav lo klum. Now that didn't work. Now why didn't it work? So you might think it didn't work because you can't free an eved with kesef or shava kesef. Now that's not why it didn't work. It didn't work for totally another reason. Manhu savar mishum dalach Rav Shimon. They thought it's because we hold like Rav Shimon. That what? That you can't free an eved with kesef. No, blow, that's not the reason. El mishum dahavale kalev shal makneh. No, because whenever you do this kinyan chalipin, the item has to belong to the makneh, which is here is the woman, the shifcha. She, it has to be her hat. And she's going to transfer her value onto the hat. Her as a transfer, as a chalipin. Can't belong to him. Amar of Shulbar ich. Ichitai, Amar of Hamnuna, Saba, Amar Yitzchak, Barishayin, Amar of Huna, Amar of Humnuna, Halacha, Kerb Shimon, Falohi, it's not true. Ein halacha ki Reb Shimon. So it's a machlok, it's how we paskin. That's why that story didn't work. So you can read into that story. It didn't work because you can't do it, or maybe it didn't work because there was a technical violation of Hilchas Chalipin. And Tosfos says that even though Chalipin will always work, just an interesting point, he says you can't be Mekadosh a woman with Chalipin because Chalipin is less than a Shavah Pruta. It could be less than a Shavah Pruta. Right? They give me my pen. A pencil's not worth 2 cents. But it'll work for Kinyan Chalipin. You can't be Mekadosh a woman like that. All right. That's the Kedushin issue. We'll finish. All right. We got to the end. And we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.